Good morning. As we conclude a busy week, I wanted to give all of our families some important information. It is imperative that everyone listens to this message in its entirety, as it will impact every student that goes to Union City. We will continue with enrichment review through April 13th. These opportunities are highly recommended. Our teachers will not have office hours from Monday, April 6th through Monday, April 13th. The next point is very important. April 14th will mark the first day of the fourth quarter. This will still be enrichment and review, but will be much more structured with teacher feedback on a daily basis as needed with biweekly summaries. The following survey needs to be completed by every household in order to prepare your students' work in an organized and efficient manner. There are also two vital questions that deal with technology that will help us prepare and communicate to the state for aid. Please go to www.ucasd.org, go under Quick Links, and select the survey called Student Learning Packets. If you don't have access to the internet, please call in at 438-3804, extension 5457. If you choose to call, please be prepared to state the following: all of the students' first and last names, as well as their grades, your phone number, your full address, and then we'll need you to select one of the following five options to obtain your students' materials on Tuesday, April 14th. Option number one, pick up materials in the morning from 8 to 10 in the high school main entrance parking lot. Option number two, pick up materials in the afternoon from 1:30 to 3:30 in the high school main entrance parking lot. Three, pick up materials with your students' meals at the already established designated time and location. If you choose this option, you still need to order your meals separately. Four, download materials from the website that are linked on our banner. Or you can call 438-3804, extension 5450, between the hours of 9 o'clock a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. today, if you are unable to obtain your child's materials through any of the four previously listed options. We will follow up in upcoming days to communicate the process of third quarter grades and report cards. We will also share what will be expected from students in quarter number four, as well as how we will give students meaningful feedback. Again, we are taking things one step at a time. The next step is to have everyone complete this important survey. We need this information to help our students. This call will also be posted on our website if you would like to review again. Thank you and stay well.